Peshas Brei de Ravidi, that Shmamim mid Rav Kana. From Kana we hear like this, that Edim Sha'amru Amonu Ha'idav Reinu. Mamish our last case. That if Edim come and tell us you should know Bezdin, this shtar that we signed on, the Havor, the loan never took place. Even though the Malva never lent the money, and they didn't plan on lending the money now, still we wrote up a shtar and we signed it. The Lacher is Einam on him. We don't believe the Edim, they're not believed. My timer, why don't we believe the Edim? It's even in the case that there should be a Migu, a Peshasa. We don't know the shtar was Mekuyim. As far as we know, the shtar may be forged. How do we know the Edim are true? Because the Edim themselves are coming and telling us now, we signed there. So if they're telling us it's true, why don't we believe them what they're saying, that the loan never took place, it was only on trust? The Teretz is, Kivan the Avlu, Avlu Lechasmi. In other words, the cloud we had before, that ain't other Mesa Matzma Rosha. We don't believe you to say that you did a rishis. And over here, since it's an Avera like the sign to have such a star like this, it's an Avla to keep such a star in your house. That the star is that somebody owes you money, and really he does not owe you the money. It's an avla to keep the star. So therefore, if they then say that they signed on the star, made up the star, they send it to Rishis. So like we had before, ain't not the Mesa Matzah Russia. We don't believe you if you tell us you did something wrong. Now, right, Om Rav Yishua ben Levi, Osa lo liyodom shayishoye shtar peruah b'tech beisai. Another locha. If the Malva had a good star, he had a good star, the Malva lent the money, Reuven lent the money to Shimon, and he had a good star, and Lamaist, after 30 days later, Shimon paid up to $1,000. But for some reason, Shimon didn't take the star back. Reuven still has the star. Halacha is, Reuven's not supposed to keep the star. Also, lo liyodam sheyishor shtar peruah b'tech beisai. You're not allowed to keep the star in your house. Mishum shenel, because the pasuk says, al tishkan velecha avlo. Like, don't keep in your tent an avlo and avera. Like, it's a big nisayon again. That you have a shtar, again, that you could collect it a second time. So it's a tremendous nisayon. So don't keep such a shtar, don't keep such a check in your house. Even though the person paid you up already, but the shtar looks like it wasn't paid up, so it's a temptation now to go and collect the shtar a second time, so you're not allowed to keep such a shtar in your house. B'marova Amri, now Tisrael used to say, B'marova, Mishmei D'Rav Amri, the name of Rav used to say, the pasuk says, Im oven v'yot chachikeyu, if you have an oven, something wrong in your hand, throw it away. Zeshtar amona, or shtar pasim. That's a shtar amona again. If you have the Malva has a shtar written up that he lent the money, and really he never lent the money, it's only on trust. Don't keep such a shtar in your house. Or shtar pasim. Shtar pasim is a type of a shtar like that. On the side it says shepisu lahalvus leshtar. Sometimes a person wants to look like he's a rich man. If you want to go into business, so if you could prove to people that you're a rich man, it's very good for you. So Reuven asked Shimon, says Shimon, do me a favor, Shimon. Write me up a shtar that you owe me $1 million. And I have a shtar now that somebody owes me $1 million. So now when I go to business to make business deals, everybody will trust me and do good business with me. Because I have something to show off. I can show everybody, see the shtar, somebody owes me $1 million. That's called a shtar pasim. You want to be mafias to people to make them like you. Again, it never took place that havo. It's the same thing, really, it's a sheker. That just the Reuven writes his friend the shtar to make his friend feel good, that he could show off to people as if he has money. So I write my friend the shtar, I owe you $1 million, even though I don't owe it to you. So such a shtar also you're not supposed to keep in your house. Because again, it's a big temptation. You'll come to collect it. It looks like a good shtar. You can go to bed and it says he owes you $1 million. So such a shtar you're not allowed to keep. That's this pasuk of Yimovim Biyot Chachikeyu. Throw it away. Right to the end of the pasuk says, V'yaltishkum v'yalech avlo, what does that go on? Zeh shtar prua. That goes on if you have a shtar that was paid up already, you're not allowed to keep such a shtar. So it must be like this. Man v'yom shtar prua that you're not allowed to keep in your house. Kol shchein shtar amona. For sure you can't keep a shtar amona in your house. Because a shtar amona, you never had a right to write it up. You weren't allowed to write it in the first place, a shtar amona. Like davo never took place. Mashenk and a shtar peru is the pshat. At the beginning, you lent the money. So you had a right to write up the shtar, but the guy never paid you. You had a right to write up the shtar. Later, when the person pays you, true, you're supposed to give it back. But for some mistake, you didn't give it back. So, Achur, that's not called such a big avera. If that's called an avera, pshita the other one's called an avera. So, the old, you can't keep a shtar perua. Koshchen, you can't keep a shtar amona. But a man, the yom shtar amona, whoever holds you can't keep a shtar amona, I'll tell you, he holds, av shtar peru aloi, but a shtar peru you're allowed to keep in your house. even though he paid you up already the money, you're allowed to keep it. Why? The zimnin de mashoyilei apshita de safra. Sometimes people hold it to collect the extra penny, the extra pshita, the extra pruta that it costs to pay the sefer. In other words, halacha is when you write up a shtar, the loiva has to pay for the shtar. When you make a shtar havor, the loiva has to pay for the shtar. So the loiva achutz from the $100 he borrowed, he has to pay back. He also has to pay back the extra pruta that the sefer cost. And sometimes the malva writes the shtar or pays for the shtar. Even though labor was supposed to, if labor doesn't have money, so Malva says, I'll pay for that also, but pay me back. So what happens is, at the end, the labor comes back and pays back the $100, but the extra prut he owes for the money of the sefer, he doesn't pay. So in such a case, the Malva has the right to hold the shtar until he pays you back the extra pruta. Now what happens is, usually once you get used to holding onto the shtar, even later when he pays you back the extra pruta, like you forget to give back the shtar. The yod is not called such an avla, the fact the yod in your shtar prua. It can happen, because you had a right to hold on to the shtar until you paid you back the extra penny for the sefer. And by the time you paid you that penny, you forgot to give back the shtar. So it could happen, it's not called an avla. Mashenka, to keep a shtar money, you had no right to write it in the first place, that's an avla. Itma, we learned. Sefer Shein Amug, if you have a sefer Torah that has mistakes in it, his Omer of Ami Ad Lamid Yoy Mutl Shoysen. You're allowed to keep a Shoysen. You're allowed to keep in your house for 30 days. Like it takes that long to fix it. But Mikan Vielach, after that, also Le Shoysen. You're not allowed to keep the safer in your house. Mishum Shenemer Atishkan Vielach Avlo. Like if it has mistakes, you'll come to learn from it and you'll learn the mistakes. So once you don't fix it up in 30 days, like Vay says, you're not going to fix it anymore. So then you have no right to hold on to it. You can only hold on to it if you plan to fix it. Because otherwise, we're afraid you'll learn the mistake, so it's no good. Omer Rav Nachman, Eidim Shomru Amon Hoyd Avreinu. If Eidim come and tell us that true, this is our ksav, we wrote up the shtar, but you should know the halvor, the loan, never took place. It was only on trust, but the malva never really gave the money. Is Alocha Ein Amonim? We don't believe them. Why? We'll soon see. Ein Amonim. What about Moido Hoyd Avreinu? Is also Ein Amonim. Moido Hoyu is like this. Sometimes that's sort of like a shtar mechira. If I sell my fields, so when you sell a field, you write up a shtar saying, I'm selling you my karka. Now sometimes you don't want to sell your field, but somebody else comes and tells you, if you don't sell me the field, you should know I'll come in and rob you. Like sometimes people force you to sell the field. So that's called a maidor. So sometimes what you do is, like Reuven sees right now he can't stop this guy. This guy Shimon is bothering him terribly to sell him his field, and he doesn't want to sell the field. So what he does is Reuven, he goes over to two Eidim privately and tells the two Eidim, you should know, I'm going to write up a shtar soon saying I'm selling him my field. But I don't really mean it. I don't want to sell my field. I'm only doing it just to get him off my neck right now. Next week we'll go and fight about it. So that's called the shtar maidor. That the Eidim know that the moicher never really meant to sell the karka. So if Eidim tell us this, now in the shtar it's not written anything. The shtar it's written, a good mechira took place. As far as we know, Reuven really sold his fields. The Eidim came and tell us, no, we know that when they signed the shtar, the Moicher really didn't want to sell it, and the Mechir is not Chal. So do we believe the Eidim? Lachwitz again, ain't among them. We don't believe them. So Rashi explains, because of the klal of, lo yosei yapeh omor l'lishtara. What you say yapeh with your mouth can't come and ruin the shtar. The way we see the shtar right now, it looks like a perfect shtar. It looks like the shtar is good, it's collectible, al-stav vor for the money, and the sale, it looks like the sale took place. If the Eidim are telling us, no, there's something wrong with the shtar, we don't believe them to go against the shtar. That's Rav Nachman's svara. Mabre Avashi doesn't also that svara. He holds like this. Omar, Amona Eidim ran away in Amona. If the Eidim says it wasn't Amona, we taka don't believe them. Because the klal is of Amona, we don't believe them. Because it's ain't other mason master Russia. But my door how you rain on them on him. If they tell us it was a star on my door, then we do believe them. My timer, why do we believe them the day they were forced to do it? There it says, Hai Nitin Likosiv, Fahava Nitin Likosiv. Like we said, a star on my door is the pshat is you're allowed to write the star. Like somebody's bugging you right now to sell your car. He's forcing you to sell it. So you can't get rid of him, so you're going to write the star. But you told Aiden before and you know I don't really mean it. So nice b'shas, you write the shtar, they have a right to write the shtar. It's being written for a purpose, in order to get this guy off my neck. So you have a right to write it. Therefore, it's not called an avla. It's not called Einah the Mesa Matzah Rosha. Therefore, you're Neman. But to stay Ishtar Amona, that's called an avla. And that you're not Neman. So that's the Machlekes. If you write Ishtar Maido, if the Edom says that this Ishtar, it looks very good, are they believed or not? Rav Nachman says, no, lo yosa per mole l'shtaro, you can't go against the way we see it in the shtar. Rav Ashi says, there's no problem, still you're Neman. All right, I might as well stop here. You're holding daf yutes on a days. Again, the last gemara was, Omar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that Eidim shomru, Amon nahoy devarenu, is alocha ein nemonim. If Eidim come, we have a shtar, that the shtar says the chura that Reuven lend $100 to Shimon, so Shimon owes him $100, and we're talking about the shtar was not Mekuyim yet. We're not sure yet that the Eidim that signed on it were not forged. So now the Eidim themselves come and tell us, you should know, it's our Ksav Yodim, we signed on the shtar, it's not forged, but we're telling you the shtar is a shtar amona. That means, like we learned before, the actual loan never took place. They just wrote up the shtar that the malva should hold it on trust that in case he lends money later, he'll have a shtar for it. So that's called the shtar amona. So Rav Nachman says we don't believe the Eidim. The same thing he says in Moidohoi Devrenu. Let's say the Eidim say that it's a shtar or shtar mechira. Shtar says the way Reuven sold his fields to Shimon. Now before Reuven sold it, Shimon told two Eidim, you should know, I don't really want to sell my fields. Just I'm being forced. That the Shimon doesn't leave me alone, he's forcing me to sell it to him. So he told the Eidim, like a Moido, I'm telling you now, that I don't really want to sell it. That's what the Eidim tell us. In other words, even though the way we look at the shtar itself, it looks like he sold the field, Reuven sold the field to Shimon, it's a good shtar mechira, but the Eidim, when they say it's the Ksav Yodim, like when they go to be Mekayim the shtar, they're also telling us, you should know, we know the way the shtar is no good, that the owner never really wanted to sell it. So Halacha is Ein Nemonim. Rav Nachman says we don't believe them. Even though really there's like a Pesh Shos, a Pesh Yitter, we only know the Shtar is Mekuyim because of them, still we don't believe them. And both Rashi and Tosis learn a new Svar here, that Lo Yosi Al Peh Umorel El Shtara. From your mouth, what the Eidim tell us, they're not believed against the Shtar, they can't ruin the Shtar itself. So Tosis speaks out, even though in the Mishnah we do believe the Eidim, when the Eidim say that Anusa Mayinu, or Psuli Eidim Mayinu, or Kreva Mayinu, there the Mishnah says, a Peshos, a Peshita, if we don't know the Shtar is good, only Apiyam, because of them, we do believe them. So Tosis makes a difference. Over there they're saying like the Shtar was never good. If you say the Shtar like you were Ketanim, or you were Psulim, or you were forced to write up the Shtar in the first place, then you're telling us the Shtar was never a good Shtar, then we believe the Eidim. Because it's like a Peshosa. Who is making the shtar a good shtar? The fact you are being mekayimet now, you're telling us that it's your signatures. But right away you're telling us the shtar never started off, then we believe you. But over here, the pshat from the shtar amona means that it's true that you wrote the shtar and you were a good edim at the time. So you're telling us now really a maisa shtar, you wrote the shtar. The same thing by shtar maidor. Really, you're agreeing that at the time when the Meicher, when Reuven gave over the Shtar to Shimon, it was written, and there were good Edim signing on the Shtar. So you're agreeing like the Shtar by itself really is a good Shtar. Just you're telling us now, like our pair with your mouth, that something's wrong with it. So therefore, Rav Nachman says we don't believe the Edim. Since you're agreeing that the Shtar was written good, and there were Edim there, just you're telling us it was an Amona, it was only given on trust, and not that the loan took place, that the Mechira wasn't really a good Mechira because he didn't want to sell it, we don't believe you. That's Rav Nachman's Svara. The Gemara says though, but Ma'amar Rav Ashi argues on this Svara. He doesn't know from such a Svara. He doesn't know Edom could come along and break the Shtar when it's a Peshos. If they are the ones that be in Mekayim the Shtar, they have the right to like break the Shtar. Therefore Rav Ashi says like this, Amon hoy devarenu ein amonim. If the Eidim say that true, we signed on the Shtar, but the loan never took place, it was only on trust, we don't believe the Eidim. And Rashi says, Mabra Rashi Svoriz, because ain't no demesa matzma rosha, we had the Gemara before, it's a rishis, it's an avlo to write up a Shtar Amona. So to say that you wrote up the Shtar Amona, you signed on it, you're saying you did a rishis, we don't believe you. But Moidoho Yidavarenu, Nemonim, but if the Eidim come and tell us, you should know, even though we wrote up the Shtar Mechira, but the owner that's selling it told us he doesn't really want to sell it. So there's no Avla, there's no Aveir in writing up the Shtar. because that's the only way the Moichah could get rid of this person that's bothering him, is by right now having his shtar written up and giving it to him, and make it look as if he's really selling it to him, and later he'll come with a complaint, like he told the Edim, he never really meant to sell it. So at the time, you had a right to write up the shtar, therefore that's not called an avla, it's not called an avera. So here we believe the Edim. Since they're not making themselves into a Rasha, we believe the Edim. Now the Gemara says, the Gemara explains this, my time, like what's the difference according to Rav Ashi? Hi, Nitin Likosif, means the shtar my door, you're allowed to write up the shtar. You're allowed to write up the shtar Mechira, even though he doesn't want to sell it, because that's the only way he can get this person away from him. But for Hi, a shtar Amono, Lo Nitin Likosif, you're not allowed to write it. Since you're not allowed to write it, it's called a novel, it's called an Avera. So we can't believe you that you did an Avera. The klal is, Ein Adem Meisim Atzmai Rasha. And Mar says weiter, Boi Minei Ravim Rav Nachman. Rav Yeske Shaila from Rav Nachman. What's going to be the locha Tanai Hoi Devarenu Mahu? Again, let's say we have a shtar here, a deed, that says the way Ruvain sold his fields to Shimon. So Shimon has the card, the deed now, that he owns the field. So, and the Edom now come and say, true, we signed on this shtar, it's our signature, is not forged. But you should know there was a condition on this sale. It wasn't a straight sale. There was a condition that if he does something, then the sale will take place. And obviously we're talking about now that he did not do the condition. Let's say he gave a condition, I'll only sell you the fields if you give me your car. And the person never gave him his car. So according to what the Edom are saying right now, really the Mechira did not take place. Like we'll soon see the Svara, the Mechira released his bottle, Mikana Labo. So the question is, do we believe these Edom or not? Because the way we look at the shtar itself, it looks like it was a good Mechira. So therefore, do we say Lo Yosei Ape or Mor Le Lishtara, or we don't say it? So Gemara says like this, Tanai Hoi Devarenu Maho, what's the locha? What's the question? The two Svaras we had before, according to Rav Nachman, was Moido V'Yamono. Why does Rav Nachman say we don't believe the Edom when they say, like the Mechira was just forced to sell the karka, or else that the loan never took place, the yamona, it was only given on trust? Hi, no time, you know what? We don't believe the Edim to kaakri le lishtara. They're like uprooting the shtar, like we said. Baalpeh the Edim baalpeh lo yosei apeh umar le lishtara. You don't have a right to uproot the shtar. For hi nami, here also tonight kaoka lishtara luchur, you're also uprooting the shtar. Because the way we look at the shtar right now, it says the way Reuven sold his fields to Shimon. So it says Shimon owns it. And according to the Edom now, since there was a condition in the sale, and the condition didn't take place, therefore Shimon does not own these fields. So this should be a svara not to believe the Edom. Or Duma maybe no. The svara is maybe Tanai Milsacharitahi. Maybe a Tanai condition is called something else. It's not called really uprooting the shtar. And the Chakira the Achreina make is, that when you make a sale, and you make a condition that you have to give me the car, is it the pshat like this? Right now the sale took place. Because at the end of 30 days, if you don't give me your car, by not doing the tanai, that like breaks the sale. But the pshat is up until the 30 days the sale was taking place. Just later, not doing the tanai, that breaks the sale. So it comes out the shtar really was a good shtar. The shtar said that I sold you the fields, and it's true, I sold you the fields. That the Edom are telling us there was a condition, that's called something else entirely. That's not called uprooting the shtar. You agree the shtar, the Mechira took place, the sale took place. He's just telling us that since at the end of 30 days he did not do his conditions, that's what's going to break the sale. But the shtar itself is still a good shtar. Just there's something else here breaking the sale. So that's not called you uprooting the shtar. That's the Shiloh. So Amalei, so he answered back, Kiyosla Kamon Ladino. When these two Edom that tell us that it was a shtaram, that it was a tanai, when they come in front of us for din, amrin and luhu, we tell them, zilu kaima tunaichu. In other words, we believe the Edom that there was a condition on this sale, and we tell them first, bimekayim tanai, like whatever the condition was, first do your condition, fechus ladina, and then we'll go down with the shtar and use the shtar. But if you don't fulfill the conditions, you can't use the shtar, because we do believe the Edom when they tell us, tonight there was a condition here that's called the Milsachriti. It's called something else. Now the Gemara declares, what's going to be Eid Oimet Tanai? If one Eid tells us there was a condition on the sale, or there was a Tanai, V'Eid Oimet Eina Tanai, but another Eid says, no, there was no Tanai. What's the Locha? Do we believe the one Eid or not? So Amar Papa says a Svarom,
Tavayu Bishtorum Al Yukomasadi. Both of these two Edim are both agreeing like the shtar itself was a good shtar. That being the kind of the shtar that the sale really took place. Fahai Dekoma Tanai Heve Lechad. Now the one aid is telling us there was a condition on the sale, there was a Tanai, he's only like one aid echot. And the klal is v'yein dvorav shel echod b'mokim shnayim. We can't believe one against two. Like both of these two edim are agreeing, the shtar took place. There was a sale. Now the one that's telling us there was a tanai condition that according to that condition the sale did not take place, or like we just said, the chir is that it becomes bottle later on. So who are your one against two when we can't believe the one? That was our purpose of svara. Now the Gemara says, "Maskevlo Rav Huna b'Rav Rav Yeshua." He asked a question to Rav Papa. He hochi the way you're saying that we don't believe one. If so, afilu tavayonami should be the same story. You shouldn't even believe two edim. If the two edim tell us tonight hoyed of reino, we should also not believe them. Because vice versa, the Havim Miner is that when you say tonight, it's called like it's called like you're being chayzer magid. You're saying opposite from what you said first, like when you see in the shtar, it was a good shtar, we say as if there was no conditions. So if you to tell us later there wasn't condition, you're like uprooting your first edus. So if it's called like Chayzer Magid, he asked, even two edim should also not be believed. Because even by two edim, the klal is they can't be Chayzer Magid. So Gemara says, Ella, what do you have to say? Ella Amrina, we say, Hani Lemeke Sadesai Kosi. That no, the two edim, when they come and say Tanai Hoy Devarenu, they're not really uprooting being Chayzer Magid. They're like saying just something else right now. Like we said before, Tanai is like Nusach Ritahi. They're agreeing the shtar was a good shtar. They just come with the say now that something has the power like to uproot the shtar. There was a condition in the shtar. So if so, Hainami Lemeke Sadusa Kosi. Even if one aid tells us that there was a Tanai, there's a svara to believe him. He's not going against the two edim. He's also agreeing that there was a good shtar. He's just saying there's another condition here, that this condition, like we said, Mikana Laboleda, has the right to bevatel the Mechira. And the Rashi says, since the Tanai is only mevatel the Mechira, Mikana Labo, like from later on, therefore it's not like a Maidor, not like a Maidor or an Amono. Over there you want to say the shtar at the beginning is no good, so that's called l'yosei apeh amar l'shtara. Like you're saying the shtar never took effect. Mashenken over here by a tanai, since you agree the shtar did take an effect, that the mechira was chal, just later on something is there to uproot, to stop the mechira later, when you don't do the tanai, that's called milsach rito. If even one eidechot is also neman, like a gilu milsa b'yalma, we believe him. For the actual Kenyan, we have type of two edim. But that it was a Tanai, you explain something about the Kenyan, even one edechot is also Neman. And the Mara says, V'hilchasol k'rafuna b'reid Rav Yeshua. That's the halachah, that by a Tanai is considered a milsach ritahi, and even one ed is Neman. Now the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, we're going to write like this. Shnayim chasumim al ashtar. You have two edim that signed in a shtar, or shtar halvor, that says the way Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. Umeisu, now the two edim died. And we don't have kiyim, again, we don't know if the shtar was good, was it forged or not. Ovo shnayim in ashuk, two edim from the street come. The omer, they tell us, Yodanu sheksav yodom hu. I know, we recognize that this is the signature of their edim, that the shtar was not forged. So these two edim now are being mekayim, the shtar, making it good. But they're telling us right now, avalanusim hoyu, kitanim hoyu, psuli edis hoyu. We know the way these edim, they were forced to write the shtar. The havor, the loan never took place. Or else they were kids when they wrote it. Or else they're psuli edis. In other words, we're saying, we know the shtar is no good. Alochris, haray el nemonim. We believe these edim. Zepesh shos, zepesh shita. We believe the edim. Since they are being mekayim the shtar, we believe what they're saying. But what about v'yim yesh edim sheksav yodim huzeh? Let's say we have other edim that are telling us these edim that signed in the shtar is really their signature that's not forged. Or else we have a right to compare these signatures from another shtar, from another shtar that came from someplace else, which means mishtar shekora olav irur v'uchsak nebezdin. There was another shtar with somebody else that also had these same edim signed in it, and there was an iru, there was a complaint about that shtar. So Bezdin had to investigate and make sure that the Edom are really good, the signatures are really true, and Beis Din checked it out already. So that's called like a henpik. Once Beis Din checked out that shtar, now if we ourselves compare the two signatures from that good shtar to this shtar here, and it looks alike, that's also a way to be mekayim the shtar to say it's not forged. So the kid said, if we know that the two Edom in this shtar was not forged, and now two other Edom come and tell us that they were ketanim, they were forced, their shtar was no good, is ein elu nemonim. We don't believe the second pair of Edom. So the chru fatimara umagvinim be kibishtar mialya. Do you mean to say you're allowed to use the shtar and collect it? It's a good shtar. No, you're saying you don't believe the second pair of Edom. That means you believe the first pair, that they're saying, once we have kiyim, the Edom and the shtar are saying that the shtar is kosher. That's the halacha. When you have Edom surrounding the shtar, the Edom are like saying that everything in the shtar is kosher, it's okay. So once we have kiyim, it's like the first two Edom are telling us they were kosher when they said the Redis. And now you have two Edom later coming and saying they weren't kosher, they were anusim, they were psulim. So you're telling me you don't believe the second ones, which the chur means you believe the first ones, and it's a good shtar, you can collect money. For the more of Yamai, why? Treya treinenu. It should be two against two. And we had the luck in Gemara Yevamis, the tray against two against two, you can't use either pair of Edom. With a shayla there, it's called the Sveika Diraisa, which means Midiraisa. The Edom are here, and they just, you can't use anything. It's a pure suffix. You can't even use chazokis, because any side you want to use a chazoka with, I'll tell you, there's two Edom against it. The other tzad was, it's only called Sveika de Rabbonin. That means like Midiraisa, the two Edom cancels out. You're like left without any Edom at all. And therefore, if you have chazokas, really you could use chazokas. But I call upon him, how could you say you don't believe the second pair of Edom? And you use the shtar, how can you use the shtar if you have tray against tray? So Gemara answers, Omer Rav Sheshes, Zois Emeres, from here we see that hakhosho tchilas hazomehi. Like over here, the second pair of Edom are being machish, are like disagreeing, going against the first two pair of Edom. So going against being machish is like the beginning of the din of hazoma. Edom zemimim is, it's not only hachosh, it's more than that. Edom zemimim is that first two Edom come and say that we saw the way Reuven killed somebody. Now another two Edom later come and say to the first two Edom, how can you say that you saw Reuven kill somebody Sunday morning in Los Angeles? You were with us in San Francisco Sunday morning. So that's called hazoma. And the halacha is then that we believe the second pair of Edom, and the first pair, the Torah says, Kasha Zomam, the way they wanted to do to the other person, we do back to them. So the first two Edom said that Reuben killed somebody, so Beis Din kills the two Edom. Now, we want to say now, Hachosho, when you just go and disagree with the first pair of Edom, that's like the beginning of Azoma. What does it mean?